Last time on Taverns and Caverns, we faced off against a giant toad-like yaksha while trying to find the hidden passage into the shrine. After defeating the yaksha, we came across a hidden doorway. We found Rassler speaking to Brother Faust about the party and wanting to dispose of us. After dismissing his followers, Faust spoke with a mysterious individual inside the mirror. Rassler called this individual by the name of Firebringer. The two spoke of a deity known as Azazel, the forgotten god of pride. Rassler's goal seems to be meeting with Mori Tai and finding out how the god escaped the void in order to help release his god Azazel. After he left, we decided to search the area for any more clues. Episode 96, Relic of Pride.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. This is your Dungeon Master, Haphazard DM. And last time on TNC, the party had vanquished a yaksha toad beneath, or in the caverns beneath, the shrine of Miyazu. They're making their way up to the shrine to try and find evidence to see what Rassler and his acolytes have been doing to the people of Miyazu. And upon coming across the bottom floor of the shrine, they came across a storeroom where Rassler had spoken to a shadowy figure in a mirror named Firebringer. And after Rassler had spoken to this Firebringer, the players stepped into the storeroom after Rassler had left, and they began to inspect the room, finding an old ancient book that gave them some details regarding this forgotten god of pride, Azazel. And if we remember, the book gives the team a quick description or explanation on the history of the forgotten god of Azazel. And in the continent of Tirister, the land of season one, as we all know, there is a pantheon of gods there. You have the Octatic Divine, the eight gods of good, and some of them are neutral. And then you also have the Heptatic Evils, the seven evil gods of Tirister. And we do find out in this ancient book that the Heptatic Evils had betrayed their brother, Azazel, who is the god of pride. And upon doing so, they ate his physical body to gain his strength, and they casted away his essence and spirit into what's now known as the Ethereal Void. And the Ethereal Void has clues to the god Mori Tai, who is the god of the void in Ashai. And Rassler and his acolytes are attempting to try and find the correlation between Mori Tai of the Void and Azazel, who is currently stuck in this Ethereal Void, to hopefully try and find a way of releasing their god much sooner than anticipated. But we left off the party searching that storeroom, so let's start exactly where we left off. So, Yome, I know you mentioned you are currently writing in the scroll to try and inform Mizuno Amari of everything that you're seeing and everything that you're hearing. And Roroa, you had just searched the chest for some supplies. Toraki's listening for any sounds that of, you know, footsteps that might be near from above. There's only one way to go in the storeroom, and there's a set of stairs leading up, which is where Rassler and the rest of them had gone, but you don't hear anyone up above currently. What do you all do?
Roy's going to cast off his armor. He has a feeling that it's going to be somewhat stealthy, as best as he can. He's all the help he can get.
Stella.
I'm shook, bitch. I mean, that was wild.
What was wild? The mirror?
Yeah. Him getting massages. Especially by a guy he just beat up, but he's got him brainwashed pretty good.
Oh, that foot massage did look pretty comfortable. Wouldn't mind getting one myself.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not?
Who are you going to get it from?
Oh, you know. Hey, Taraki. Yeah, anything?
I'm not going to be massaging your feet, Hota.
No, we need to save your sister.
Yes, we have to save her. There is no way she would willingly massage that old man's shoulder so easily. She wouldn't even do it for the village chieftain.
Good for her.
Are you all done inspecting this room? I suggest we sneak up to see what's in the next room above us. I don't hear anyone nearby. Hopefully there's no one there. But if there is, you know the deal. Nab them up, snap their necks, lay them down quietly.
Hey, Snake.
That'll be a dope hook for a son.
Well, the rights are yours. Take it.
Sweet.
What did you say, Yome? What about a snake?
Mizuno Amari, right? Like, she can't write back, right? It just goes to her.
It just goes to her, yeah. So it's basically like a one-way street.
John, text.
So are you all done inspecting this room? Can we continue?
Hota kind of elbows Stella a little bit. Well, I kind of want that massage from, you know, the other one. The other Tiger Yaki, you know what I mean?
What?
Nothing. I thought we were on the same page. Anyway, let's get on going.
He claps Stella his hand. Looks around to see if anyone heard that. Roll a stealth, motherfucker. See if Taraki heard. Oh, probably not. That's a decent roll.
Yeah, I rolled a 9.
Yeah, he ain't worried about that.
No, he's ready to snap the next neck he sees up above. He looks over at Roroy.
Roroy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You want to go up there without your armor?
I'll just stay behind for now. I mean, it's probably best that I don't wear my armor. You know, it is pretty loud.
That armor is magical of some kind. Can you, like, auto-cast it onto yourself if we do get into a pinch? Or do you actually have to take your time and put it on?
In other words, use an action.
Yup! Do you take him? 6 seconds in order to do that with a 6-second action?
It's a bonus action, but you see him touch his armor to cast it on again, and he touches it again and casts it off.
Well, that's quite handy. Pretty cool. What are you again? You're not a monk, are you? No, you don't seem like the type to be a monk. I'm a monk.
I wouldn't take that if I were you, Roy. I don't know. It seemed like it should have been offensive. Roy's dope, though. Look, he made my armor.
And she spins around and shows it.
Look, I'm not saying anything negative about him making armor. I just think it's pretty cool, that's all.
Oh, look. I gotta show you my jingle I made for Roy sometime. You know, whenever he opens his shop.
Oh, looking to open a shop.
I have a shop. It's just in any island, and, you know, should still be all right there.
You really think you're just gonna go back and it's all gonna be the way it was? I mean, I hope so, but who knows how long you'll be here.
Well, like I said, I just wanted to field test this armor, and so far it's pretty good, and I think my business will really grow after I get back.
Surely you got some employees there.
Nope, just myself.
Royce really? Doesn't have the balls to fire anybody. They just show up when they feel like it.
They just says it's only him.
Sounds stressful. Anyways, enough chit-chat. We have to go see what's above. Let's go. I can lead the way. Please, try please. And be quiet, please.
Right behind you, Solid.
All right, Liquid, let's go.
Shit.
All right, so as you all make your way towards the stairs heading up, let me reveal the next map. One hot second. They updated Roll20, and the interface is slightly different, so I just gotta get used to it.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
So, everyone go ahead and make some stealth checks while I reveal this map for me.
All right.
Wish me luck.
Ooh, Bri, you got a nat 20, a 27 total for Ella.
Damn.
Rod with a 17, Hota with a 12. Yome, man, she too busy fucking...
She's still scribbling that pad all out.
Yup, scribbling that pad. Fucking...
She behind us like...
Yup.
I'm going to use Fortune of the Many, add 3 to mine.
Okay, so 15.
Yeah.
All right, so everyone.
Why? I'm about to ruin it for you anyway.
Let me.
Some wait.
So everyone is fairly quiet going up these stairs. Yome is the last one behind everyone as she is making her way up. As she's still writing and scribbling down in that scroll, she ends up not lifting her foot high enough to step onto the first step of the stairs, and she ends up tripping and falling over onto the steps, making a bit of a sound. And as that happens,
Stella immediately, "Shut up, Roy!"
Oh,
and then she just sees Roy right next to her.
Oh.
That wasn't me.
Sorry. Yummy, what the fuck are you doing? Get up.
Who's making all that noise? Stop it.
As that happens, though, a few seconds go by and you don't hear anything. Nothing happens. Do you see the map below?
Yeah.
Yes.
Place your characters on the left here, where there's the door. As you're walking into this room, and there's stairs at the bottom right of the map, south. The stairs on the southeastern part of the map are heading upwards. But as you guys slowly creep your way into the next room, luckily, there is no one in the room. It is barren. No one hears Yome tripping and falling. But as you step in there, you notice there are some torches hung up on the walls of the room. It's fairly lit with these torches, and there's a couple of candles off to this table to the far north of the room. But that's not really what you quickly take notice of. The first thing you take notice of, that there are several tables with corpses lying on these tables, with blood splattered all around underneath these corpses. Even parts of the flooring, the wooden flooring beneath, you have streaks of blood from people or corpses being drug all over this place. But I don't want to explain too much more until you guys either inspect the area or do what you want to do. But the biggest thing I will say that sticks out, other than the tables and the corpses, that table to the north with the candles on it, there is a massive bone just lying on there. And I'll let you all to it. What do you do?
Roy's going to check out that bone. He's going to investigate.
All right, roll me investigation. An 11. So what exactly are you, how are you investigating that bone on the table, Roy? As you look around, you know, what are you doing with the bone?
Just seeing if he could tell what type of creature that may have been from, if it's human or...
As you look at this bone, it is massive. The map doesn't necessarily show how big it really is. That bone, as you're looking, you can't really tell if it's of a beast or any particular creature, but to the best of your knowledge, with an 11... your guess is going to be that it might be a bone from someone's hand, perhaps. Maybe a giant's hand, but it's much bigger than a giant's hand. You just really can't tell.
What kind of cult shit is this?
Is it something that Yome would be able to know?
Possibly,
if she rolled, like, I have, like, survival
you
or...
could do medicine... Or, yeah, you could do a medicine, maybe. Even a, 15 is good. But before we get to Yome, what is Stella doing with a 17?
I'm looking at the other bodies on the tables.
Okay, so.
Seeing if it's anyone she recognizes or.
So as you're looking at these bodies, Stella, as Roy's looking at the bone, and Stella, or Yome, you're walking up towards the bone as well with Roy. Stella, you're looking at these corpses. They don't look, they're a humanoid, but they don't look necessarily like normal people. They look like corrupted Yaksha. You see that these are most likely the Yaksha, or at least some of the Yaksha, that the acolytes of Rastlerism have been basically killing and taking care of. And remember, Rastler did mention that his acolytes were running tests on the Yaksha. So much of the blood is red, but you also do see that oozy black ichor that you've witnessed from prior Yaksha battles that is also oozing around these corpses. They don't look anywhere near like a normal corpse. They are torn apart. They are
shredded and everything. It's a gruesome sight.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And this must be what the weird old man was talking about. The experiments.
And you see tools all around the tables as well. You know, they have all the medical tools to cut the bodies open and to do some testing. There's also another table with a book and a quill of ink that's open with potions that looks like on that table, along with plants. There's just a lot of things going on in this room that definitely will shout experimental room of some kind. And Yome, with a 15 medicine, you're looking at that bone, Yome. You know, on that table, there's candles lit around the bone. And you can definitely see that that bone, again, it's massive as hell. It is not the size of a giant by any kind. It's a small piece. To you, you would assume it's a small piece to a finger, someone's finger. But that someone's finger is massive. Like, this is incredibly large scaled. The bone also looks ancient and old. It's seen better days, a little beat up.
Mm-hmm.
Your guess would probably be this might be the relic they were talking about. You would assume it's a relic anyways.
Oh boy.
Is it like can we pocket it?
I mean, yeah, it's not like, it's not covered, it's not encased in anything. It's just lying on that table with candles around it. Yeah, I mean, you could definitely grab it. I think one of you have a bag of holding, right?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, you could easily just put it in a bag of holding. I mean, it's massive. You'd definitely have to get some help picking it up.
You don't want to pull Flintstones?
Is that what you do, though, Yoma? You want to put it in a bag?
I think we should take it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to put it in Roy's bag.
Okay, so while Yome and Roy, so you guys are putting the bone, taking the bone and putting it into your bag, Roy. Is that what you both are doing?
I'm not going to leave it with these cultists. What are they going to do with it?
I mean, true. Facts.
Hell no, I'll leave that here.
Yeah.
All right.
No, they're up to no good.
All right, so while Yome and Roy, obviously it's going to take the two of them to pick this bone up. And again, Yome can tell it's probably a bone that goes into one of the fingers, part of the fingers. It's considering it's this big for only being a part of a finger bone, it's already telling you how massive this thing is. But while the two of you are picking that bone up, Hota, you rolled a 21 for investigation. What are you doing back there?
He wants to investigate this table with the book and potions or whatever on it.
As you're looking at the book with the potions and whatnot, you inspect the book. It looks like it's some scribble. There's scribbling in there. It looks like it's probably a journal of some kind. And it's basically writing down every experiment they've performed on the Yaksha. It goes into description that the acolytes of Rasslerism have come into Miyazu and have dispatched all of the nearby Yaksha in order to run tests on these Yaksha to try and see if there are any similarities between the Yaksha's corruption and the relic of the bone on that table. And Hota, as you're reading this book, you realize the bone on that table is the relic they're talking about. And you quickly see the words, Bone of Azatul, in that book. And as you see those words, Yome and Roy picking up that bone, putting it to Roy's bag. As Yome and Roy touch the bone, something happens.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, boy.
All of a sudden, Yome and Roroi, as you're both touching this bone, you both feel yourselves as if your very souls are stripped from your bodies. Around you, everything begins to fizzle out. Hota, Toraki, and Stella all begin to phase out of existence. You both soon phase out from each other's visions as well. So you're both basically experiencing the same thing. And what you experience is as everything fizzles out of existence, you both feel as if you can't breathe, as if there is no air. And as you begin to realize that you can barely breathe, you soon feel your feet beneath you
lift, and there is no longer any ground to hold your body in place. Gravity itself vanishes, and you find yourselves floating in this dark abyss. As you're looking around, struggling to try and find air, you begin to see bits of gigantic stone floating around you. There is no light.
While we take a break from our story, I wanted to let you know something. Eating healthy used to be a struggle for me, but that was before I discovered the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Now, when fast food temptation strikes, I just blend up a delicious and nutritious protein shake or smoothie. BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking the whole house. Lasts for 15 plus blends and recharge quickly via USB-C. Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap and you're good to go. With over 30 colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement just about any style. I decided to go with walnut. I believe it suits me. What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use the promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality and power and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Go to BlendJet.com and use the promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever. Now with our short rest done, we'll get back to our story.
And these stones that are floating around you, they give off this aura that allows you to see parts of them. It's the only source of, I should say, it's the only source of light that you kind of can see. But as you're both about to pass out from being unable to breathe, you feel yourselves given the opportunity to breathe as a bubble forms around both of you. You can't see each other. You're both experiencing this by yourselves. And you hear a voice as this dark silhouette of a skull that is the size of what looks like a planet to you. It's as if you're floating in space itself. And this skull, as it begins to form slowly of energy alone, it looks at you with its eyeless eye sockets, and its teeth begin to move, chattering.
What foolishness is this? You dare touch an ancient relic of the past without my blessing. You are but a mere mortal, just as Acheron was before. There is no halting the inevitable. The time of retribution is upon all of you. There shall be no mercy for the traitors, and all shall learn to fear and obey the god of pride.
And as it says that, the eyeless eye sockets begin to glow, and you all feel your bodies begin to burn. And as you look down at your arms, you can see your arms are ignited in flames. You both can feel your bodies burning from this intense heat. And as you feel your bodies turning into ash, you're both pulled back into reality. And you all are now, the both of you are standing back in the room with the bone in your hands. However, I need you both to make me constitution saving throws.
Ooh. Nice.
Oh, damn. Nice.
Nice. I'm not growing up.
Nice. Double nice. Double nice. Okay. So Yomi with an 18 and Roy with a 25. You guys rolled really high on those. You guys did well, actually.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah, it's actually a good thing you did. So I'm going to tell you what happens. And I mean, you're going to still get some negatives, but the fact that you rolled as high as you both did, you guys are saving yourself some issues. So as you both are brought back into reality, again, the pain of the heat felt real. You guys find yourself standing there unfazed by any form of fire. Your bodies aren't damaged by any means, but you both feel incredibly exhausted. Roy, you got a 25. Because you have a 25 on your constitution saver, Roy, you only get one level of exhaustion. You feel exhausted, Roy. You're breathing heavily. You're panicking because you were feeling that pain. But with one level of exhaustion, you won't be able to get rid of it unless Yome or another cleric of some kind or bard or anyone that knows the spell Greater Restoration is cast upon you. The only way for you to get rid of the level of exhaustion is to get a long night's rest. Having one level of exhaustion gives you disadvantage on all ability checks. So I'm going to give you an icon to remind you that you have disadvantage on all ability checks. All right?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. On my character sheet, I'm looking for it. That way I can make a note that it's one level.
Yep, one level of exhaustion.
I don't see it on my character sheet.
You just make a note of it somewhere, anywhere you want. Okay. And I put an icon on your character to show that you have one level of exhaustion. I'm going to put this dude that way. That makes more sense. Yome, you didn't get a 25. You got an 18, which is really good. However, because you only got an 18, you have two levels of exhaustion, Yome. You feel incredibly tired, and you just feel your body almost wanting to drop to its knees. Not only do you have disadvantage on ability checks, you have a second level of exhaustion that halves your movement speed.
Oh.
And I'll put the same icon on you as Roy. Just remember, you have two levels of exhaustion, so you can only move half as far. So if you have a 30-feet movement range, you only now have a 15 movement range. To get rid of exhaustion, you have to get a long night's rest. Each long night's rest will take one level of exhaustion away from you. It is a good thing you both rolled really high, or you both would have been at possibly five levels of exhaustion.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
You both came in contact, at least mentally, with Azatul, the forgotten god of pride. That is what you both are envisioning and thinking that of who that is, because he even said, you know, he's coming back, and that's what Rassler and his acolytes are trying to do. You touched the ancient relic. By touching one of his bones, he was able to make contact with you. Hota, as you see in the book where it says the bone of Azatul, you see Yeoman and Roy just drop to their knees as soon as they touch that bone. What do you guys do?
Is the bone in the bag now, though?
Yes, you guys have put it in the bag.
Nailed it.
Fuck. Where's it?
You know,
taking that shit back to Mizuno Mari, and I'm be like, the fuck is this? You got it.
You know, I just read a passage that, you know, that's the bone of Azatul. But
I'm like passed out on the floor, so.
Yeah, they're you can tell they're breathing. They're breathing heavily. They're in shock. I mean, they just felt their bodies burn to a crisp, like physically felt it.
I'm talking over their collapsed bodies. Oh, yeah, you know, you really shouldn't touch that. You know, but you're already dead. You already passed out from it, probably. You all right?
How does touching a bone make you pass out? Get up, Yome. You're not getting out of this mission.
Stella, that was Azato's bone.
Oh, you were for real?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Hey, take a look at this passage. He kind of shoves the book in her face. Yeah.
Are they okay?
I don't know. Alright. Yeah, alright.
I guess, should I make medicine or perception?
You can make a medicine check to see how they're feeling.
Stella's just worried.
18 medicine check. Stella, as you're inspecting both Yeoman and Roy, they look totally fine to you. Their pulses are normal. they just have a look of shock on their faces, and their expressions are showing that they saw something. They've seen something that they can't unsee, and that their bodies are shaking, and they definitely are in somewhat of a, I don't want to say full panic, but they're not right now. They both have seen some shit. And with them both being on their knees, you can tell their bodies are exhausted. They have this exhaustion about them that is making it hard for them to stand. They're going to take a few minutes to try, and they're going to have to take a few minutes to collect themselves. So as I described exactly what you see, Stella, what are you doing?
She's looking back and forth between the two.
This might be a little bit of a stretch, but I think they were in contact with Hazador. Something. They don't look right.
Yeah, probably. I'm gonna help them up. Go on, get up there, Yome.
Taraki, you're strong. Carry one of them.
Taraki looks over at the two of them. He walks towards the two.
What happened to the two of you? What's wrong?
They picked up that bone. Hota said the book said it's the bone of Azado, and they fainted.
The bone of a god. And you touched it. That can't be good.
I know, but we can't let them find us in here with two members down like this. We gotta keep moving.
Baraki snaps his fingers in front of Aroy and Yome.
Hey, wake up. Are you both okay?
Yeah, they
just give me a minute.
Yeah, their pulses seem normal.
What's wrong?
Can roll
with
anything
you?
To try to stand up?
I mean, you can stand up. You just, yeah, I mean, you don't have to roll anything at this point. Basically, you just have those negative effects right now.
Holt is helping.
You can stand up. You just feel incredibly exhausted. So this is basically why the fact that both of you rolled so high was good, because there are six levels of exhaustion. If you both had rolled five or under, you'd have reached the sixth level of exhaustion, which is the highest level you can get. If you reach level six of exhaustion, you die.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
It goes from level one.
Ryan, when I asked if I could pick the bone up, why didn't you make it sound a little more ominous? Jesus.
Well, hey, I can't give you too many hints.
Ryan, you hear Ryan? You won't put in a bag of holding?
Right. He's like, yeah, one of you's got a bag that won't fit in. I mean, I'll totally take it.
But
kill us.
Level one gives you disadvantage on ability checks. Two levels of exhaustion gives you half movement. Three levels of exhaustion, you have disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws. Fourth level, your hit points get halved. Fifth level, your speed becomes zero, so you can't move.
Jesus.
And level six, you die.
Oh my God.
But that's just to show you, you're messing with a god, a piece of a god, a relic from the ancient past that's tied to this god of pride, who is supposedly stronger than all of the heptatic evils themselves. This
I like
is just
that. He's the god of pride.
He's just showing you how powerful he really is. And truthfully, in the vision that you both just had, you both basically died. He killed you, basically, in this reality that you were.
Well, bitch,
into.
I lived.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But you felt your body burning to death. So this is definitely an eye opener for the two of you. This is something that you both really felt. Yes, technically it was in your mind, but you really felt it. You could feel not being able to breathe. You could feel the chillness of space, or at least the void that you were floating in, and you can feel your bodies succumbing to fire. And you saw that giant skull that was about the size of a possible planet talking to you. So you definitely are pretty fucked up right now. But you can still move.
Would like to make her way to this chair to sit down.
Okay.
She Stella, giving
needs
her
to sit down.
Stella's not giving her any space. She's right in her face and she sits down.
So, would you see or feel anything?
He's like heavy breathing. I think I feel like I died.
Oh, wow.
Are you being like sarcastic?
No, I'm not being sarcastic. I am 100% serious.
Shit.
I need to sit down. She sits down.
What? Aren't you sitting already?
I was making my way over there. It took a while.
Yeah, I've been following you the whole time.
Taraki's helping Roy up.
I'm here, Roy. Did you feel the same thing Yomi is saying? What happened to you?
I don't want to talk about it.
We're fucked up.
Taraki looks at Stella then at Hota.
This is not good. We can't have two of our members discombobulated right now. We are in enemy territory.
Oh, great. But we do have that relic with us. Yome, Roy, next time you have a bone to pick, please read the books.
Yome wants the book. Hota, give me the book.
Why, so you can hit me with it?
So I can read it. She wants to see if there's anything else in it that talks about what we just experienced.
Oh, here.
Yome, fearless. She's still trying
to... I gotta send that shit to Mizuno Mari. I can't. I don't know what's happening, but some shit went down, and I can't write right now, so I'm just gonna read this book.
Stella, give me the quill. I'll write.
She hands it over gladly.
Okay, tell me what to text.
Oh, but I can't. I'm not gonna. She's too. She can't. She just give her the book.
Okay, so Stella just. She trades the book for the pen and paper.
Trade, yeah.
Just let me read it. Yeah. Is there anything in it, Ryan? Like, can I leaf through it?
Yeah, so as you're looking through it, I mean, it's mostly, again, you see what Hota saw. It's basically a journal of all the different types of experiments that they have performed on the Yaksha. Basically, making sure that they want to keep track of every experiment they do. That way they can get further into their investigation of possibly learning about Mori Tai. But you do
think that
you
old
do notice,
fuck wrote this?
No, you don't know if it's Rassler, but it sounds like it's the acolytes who are running the tests that are writing this journal. Okay. But you do notice the very beginning of this journal, it does say, whatever you do, do not physically touch the relic with your own hands.
Oh, that would have been nice to have read beforehand. If only I had gone to the table like I had originally planned to.
You live and learn.
Damn the regret.
Hey, it happens.
Yeah.
A single tear falls from her face when she reads that.
Stella, writing.
Evil. Bone. Bad. Vibes. Please. Help. Hungry.
Capitalize the B on that bad.
Scared.
I like the idea that Yome had written like paragraphs of like what they had seen in the mirror, and then you're just like, bad bone, save, please, come quickly.
Send reinforcements now.
I hope you can read that chicken scratch.
So Taraki, as he's helping Roy up, he takes Roy over to the table so you can lean against the table as well. Or he takes you to there's a bench, actually. He takes Roy to the bench to the south part of the map.
Sit down, Roy. Catch your breath.
So there's a bench to the south there, Roy.
Yeah, he's got his full walking speed. He can make it down there.
Yeah, that he sits you down at. And he looks over. Roy, as you look over, you see there is a busted statue to your left as you're sitting on the bench that you would assume the statue was of the Omnikami. Now, which god or which Omnikami it was, it has been shattered to pieces so much you can't even tell any longer. And as you look down at the statue, you just get this feeling of guilt, and just you feel upset because this was originally a shrine of the Omnikami. And as Taraki looks down at the statue, he just shakes his head.
They defile everything about a Shai. Our belief in the Omnikami. This is blasphemy. To destroy a statue of the Omnikami is punishable by death.
He looks back at Hota and Stella.
The two of you. We need to figure out what's happening. Are you guys going to be okay? Should we leave Roy and Yome here as we continue?
Or should
No, but someone has to stay with them if so, but can you guys walk?
I can walk.
How well can you walk?
I mean,
15 feet.
As long as we don't have to run, I think we should be okay.
Are we sure we shouldn't just escape with the relic?
I mean, we could.
We kind of have, like, you know, the item of the century here in our possession.
As you're all discussing this, make me perception checks.
You got it.
Mine is negatives and half.
No, yours are only on a ability checks.
Wait, oh, okay.
Yeah, so these are skill checks. So perception.
Okay.
Damn.
I'm fucking perceptive as shit right now. I'm on. Like I'm having a panic attack. Yeah.
No, Roy right
I'm edgy
now.
As shit.
All right, everyone.
In the sauce.
Everyone can begin to hear something, except for Roy. Roy's still in his own mind. What you guys hear is some commotion up above. You hear some movement. You hear footsteps walking around. And then you begin to hear some voices speaking. And one of the voices that stands out is Rastler's voice. You hear him chanting some words. Oh, by the god! This boy has stand. We are going to do ourselves some justice this day. And you just hear him chanting. He is popping off, going to town. He is at a sermon right now. And it's coming from above, and there's stairs leading above. What do you guys do?
I want to go to service, but I think we should go.
Yeah, there's no way they can escape if we're caught. I think we should head back downstairs and do the tapestry.
All right.
My opinion, though.
No, I'm down with that. I think they're too busy anyway to notice us. Now will be a perfect time.
Baraki looks at the rest of you.
So you think you have enough evidence then to know what's going on?
Well, we got a book that explains this bone and...
I'm bringing the book.
We got two traumatized party members that can attest to what happened.
That scroll that Yome's been writing in. You say it goes back to a priestess, a shrine maiden by the name of Mizuno Omari. Is she going to be sending reinforcements?
Wouldn't be the first time they back this up.
We don't know.
Yeah, they're good allies. Let's just put it that way. And more people knowing this information is better than just us knowing it.
Very well. Well, if you think we accomplished what we came to do was to find evidence, then we got what we needed. If you don't want to press on and see what else is happening up above, then let us escape out of here. As I've mentioned before, those guards that we knocked out at the food storage, the water supply, and the gardens, they're going to find out about them soon, and we don't want to be trapped in here when they do. So, if you want to retreat now, I suggest we go back to the caverns along the coast where it is hidden from their vision.
We need these two up and running 100%.
Yeah, and at least we know where we can come back and find your sister later.
Very well. I think I agree. With the two of them being as exhausted as they are, they would be more of a hindrance in battle than anything else. Very well. Let us escape the shrine for now and hope for reinforcements from your friends, and possibly try and come up with another plan on our next entry into the shrine. We can't wait too long. I don't want to see what else they're attempting to do. And it sounds like Rastler is up to no good as we speak. I don't know if you can hear him, but he is popping off right now up above.
Is he hitting someone else in the stomach?
As you say that, you just hear Rastler. Marcalats! The Lord is with us! And with the Lord comes our divine retribution! As you all know, I am the chosen one. the one to lead you all to true salvation. It has been proven time and time again. Just as I'm going to prove to you now that I am going to use the energies of the sinners to aid our cause. Now join me, acolytes, and join me, believers, and watch me as I rip this boy's soul from his sinful shell. His soul shall be used as energy to drive us forward.
So, have you ever wanted to start your own podcast and just had no clue on where to begin? Fear not, for we at Taverns and Caverns are here to help you. Before we began the Taverns and Caverns podcast, we originally had a few members who wanted to learn the game of Dungeons and Dragons. With three of the four players being new to the game, we decided to make a podcast of it just for fun and to possibly encourage others to try the game for themselves. Starting a podcast can seem daunting, but we're here to tell you that it can be simple with an all-in-one tool. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are now over, my friend. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code TAVERNSCAVERNS, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. And with that, let us continue our campaign.
Uh-oh.
Ryan's like, you sure you want to leave?
Oh, boy.
He's trying to coerce us in a stand and get jumped. See what he did with that bone.
I know. I'm like dragging my feet over to the exit, like, oh, we leaving? Great. And he's like, someone's about to lose their life.
Per usual in this fucking hellhole. Let's come back and save him.
You don't know who he's doing it to.
Well, somebody that drank the Kool-Aid.
About to get that Shang Tsung treatment.
Shit.
It's getting the soul sucked.
Yep. Taraki's looking at the four of you. I don't like what he's saying, but you're right. If there's a bunch of them up there, there's no way the five of us alone can take them all out, particularly with two of us being as exhausted as they are. But I'm with whatever path you decide to go. We can retreat now, or we can step forward and see what's happening upstairs. Whatever choice you make, I will agree with.
Well, I feel bad for the poor bastard upstairs, but if we go up there, it's going to be the wrong neighborhood for us.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to get stomped out.
So, Roy's not moving, but you see him stare at those stairs now. Just
for
blankly.
Roy.
I'll be my guest, Roy. I'll see you looking.
Roy's not that fucked up. He's just fucked up on
stuff,
right?
Just processing everything that just happened.
Yeah, so Roy doesn't have his movement speed halved like Yome does. He just has ability checks are halved. Or he has disadvantage on ability checks. Now remember, ability checks are not skill checks. And technically, ability checks are not saving throws. They're straight up ability checks.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so keep that in mind.
He's not that bad off.
No, he's not that bad off.
Roy, what are you thinking? Let's talk this out.
He's still silent. Just staring at the stairs.
Hey.
What are you doing, Roy? That's what Hoda is thinking.
Staring at those stairs pretty hard, buddy.
Want to talk about it?
I feel like he's about to bolt.
Right. I'm gonna inch towards the door, kind of one step at a time.
Just see Roy just sigh, still quiet, as he heads back towards that exit.
Good, Roy.
Everybody was ready to jump for Roy.
Right. It's for your own good. Choke him.
Yeah, while Russell is up there cutting a promo, we should be making our escape.
Not a promo.
Well, what are we going to do after this?
Go back to where it's safe.
Well,
and then come back later?
Well, yeah, we know where the mirror is. We know where to find this dirty old man and Taraki's sister.
Taraki's sister is up there?
He is up there.
Yeah, but he's not going to kill his massage lady. I guess you can just brainwash other people into being a massage person.
What if someone up there that he's about to, drain?
What was that?
What if it's someone we know up there that he's Russell's about to drain?
I mean, worst, we can at least just go take a peek.
Yeah, I think a little peek should. Yeah, she'll be fine, right?
Right?
I'll let you all take a peek. I'll tell you that right now.
Right.
I'll
Stella
stay right here.
Stella said she's going to
stay
down here.
I'll stand 15 feet in front of the stairs.
Hey, stand near the exit, I would.
Yeah, the exit where you guys came from downstairs is to the left where the door is. The stairs is heading upstairs where Rassler is.
Stella pokes her chest out. To your man, Roy.
I'll protect you.
Yeah, I think I should take a peek. Just a small glance.
Taraki looks at Hota.
Better roll fire.
Wait.
If you're going up there to take a peek, Hota.
We need a safe word. If you need backup. But something that won't alert them that there are more people down here.
Oh, I'll say, what about my wife?
Okay, whatever. All right.
My woman, Mizora Mai or Sheena, really. Yes, you can interchange them if you want.
Very well. Go take a peek and do nothing else. Come back to us once you've seen what's happening.
Oh, you got? I ain't gonna murder somebody like Roy.
I'm sweating.
Shit.
All right.
You wouldn't be the first person, you cute.
Hota rolled a really good stealth. 20. Thank God. 26 stealth. So, Hota, as you slowly make your way up towards the stairs to try and see what is happening, I'm going to reveal the next map to you. And remember, you all can see it, but only Hota can see what's going on in here. It's to the right of the current map you're in.
All right.
You see it?
1 second. There we go. Well, not yet.
Not the organ. This is a real charge.
I don't see it quite yet. Oh, there it is. Yep.
So where you're coming from, Hota, where I'm pinging on the east side of the map, there's an archway.
Yep.
Along the wall. That is where you're coming out of. You're peeking out of. Just so. All right. So as you step forward, you begin to hear chanting from all the acolytes in this room, along with many of the villagers of Miyazu that are watching from around. And I'll need you to make a perception or investigation to try and see if you can spot what's going on. Because there is a pillar in front of that archway and obviously some benches. But to get a really good sight and to see what's going on, I need you to make me a roll.
All right. Investigation or perception?
Whichever you are better at.
Oh, we're going with an investigation then.
Okay, so as you stealth up there, no one hears you. You rolled really well. They're all too busy watching what's going on. You see, they're in the main hall of the shrine, just like you were in before. You've been in this room. This was the room when you first came to Miyazu, where one of the clerics had brought you to, remember? And you saw a wrestler beating the shit out of the guy that was rubbing his feet.
Yep.
This is the exact same room. But what you see are a bunch of acolytes chanting out. You see Toraki's sister. She's standing there. She's not chanting, but she's just watching kind of blindly. She looks like she's emotionless at this current moment. But Rassler is standing in front of everyone near where the podium is, where what you would assume, obviously, a priest or someone would be standing at. behind him is the podium with an open book. And behind the podium, you see the statue that is torn asunder, just like the statue that was busted apart downstairs. This statue, on the other hand, is one of Raicho, the crane Omnikami. The crane Omnikami Raicho is the crane, the great spirit of the crane god. And Shimada specifically adores Raicho more than the others because Shimada is the home of Raicho. You can see that Omnikami statue, Raicho statue, has been smashed to pieces behind that podium. And Rassler is standing in front of the guy that he was beating up earlier that you witnessed. And this is the same guy rubbing his feet that was rubbing his feet down below.
Damn.
The man is on his knees and he's on the steps that lead up to this large platform where the podium is. And as Rassler is chanting, you can see his arms are up above his head. Both left and right arms are up. He's reaching towards the heavens as he's chanting and spilling out whatever the fuck he wants to spill out. But you can see as he's has both hands up, he's looking up at the sky. Lo! God's my hands! The sinner shall be punished! And his sinful shell will be used to bring back the forgotten god of pride. And he places both of his hands down onto this man's head. This man, again, is on his knees, kneeling down. He's looking down as if he's accepting what's about to happen. He's not fighting it at all. And as Rassler places both of his hands around this man's head, he begins to chant, "By the god of pride, we shall free him from the ethereal void. But before doing so, Firebringer, give me the strength to pull the energy out of this sinful boy." And you can see the veins on this man's face and his head begin to bulge as his body begins to get sucked out of energy. Reverse.
Oh, this is why his ass looks so young.
His body begins to be the energy and the soul of this man's body is drained from within it. And you can see his skin begins to wrinkle. And soon enough, the body ages tremendously until it is just almost a skeleton. It drops, or I should say he drops to the ground completely lifeless. You just see this husk before you on the ground. And as Rassler's hands are sucking the energy out of his head, you can see Rassler's wrinkles. Remember, he used to look incredibly old. He looked a little younger, not much, but not by much. But as he drains the energy out of this man, you can see Rassler begins to slowly gain more of a youthful look to him. And he takes a deep breath. "The sinner has repented. My fellow brothers and sisters, your savior, the chosen one, feels more strength within his body. I feel more youthful. We shall free Zatul sooner than anticipated. Together, Zatul, the god of pride, shall bring retribution upon the sinful world." And they all begin to cheer and chant for him as Tarami, Taraki's sister, steps forward and she grabs that husk on the ground and she picks it up and begins to drag it away towards another door. What do you do, Hota?
Head right back downstairs. And he's just going to start pointing at the door. Out. Out. Get out. We're leaving.
Okay.
The man, for one thing, I guess that's what happens when you don't rub feet right. You get dried up like Shang Tsung. He had his soul taken. And get this. The old man Rassler looks way younger than he did before.
I'm a bitch.
What are you saying? He just drained the youth out of that man.
He evoked the name of Firebringer and drained the man of youth.
his soul, his energy, anything. Turn him into a husk. Your sister's dragging the body off now.
This isn't good. It can be a matter of time before he does it to my sister. We have to get reinforcements right away. Let us go.
Right.
So are you all then in agreement that it's time to book it?
Oh, yeah.
Understatement.
He said, book it. Book yep. it.
This bitch and her giving herself plastic surgery and shit.
Yep.
All right. So as the four of you with Taraki begin to make your way out, you go back down the stairs towards the way you came. So place your characters back in the center of the map of the storeroom as you're making your way out. Again, there's that hole in the wall that's behind the painting that's there where you came from. But as the five of you are walking down there, you do see a body standing before you where the hole is.
Uh-oh.
There is someone standing in your way of escaping.
Jump him. It's a sister, ain't it?
Yep, jump him.
In front of you, as you step forward, you see a man clad in full plate armor.
Oh, shit. Oh,
this better not be.
Stepping out of the hole in the wall. Rod, it's your time to shine.
Oh, shit.
It is Brother Faust. Brother Faust stands before you, followed by two acolytes. Now, remember, when you were in the storeroom overhearing what was going on, Rassler said, I'm tired of you. I'm tired of looking at you. Go find them troublemakers. And that's what he sought out to do. And he came across the doorway you guys found along the coast. And he stands before you with two acolytes. And we will end this episode of Taverns and Caverns there. Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBriKing. Or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Trubone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rod, or Rodimus, playing Roroi Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns and Caverns Season 2. Until next time, take care.